It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds, in for Bill Radke. Coming up in this hour, the Trump-Putin summit and fresh pressure on immigrants in the tech business. But first, from the comfort of our air-conditioned studio, I'm happy to say it's hot out there. Seattle hit record-breaking temperatures yesterday, 93 degrees at SeaTac Airport, and the heat continues today. It's about the time of the year when some people consider making the impulse purchase of an air conditioner. Maybe it's not such a bad idea, or is it? Is the sweltering heat the new normal? Nick Bond is with us. He's Washington State's climatologist and senior research scientist at the Joint Institute for the Study of Atmosphere and Ocean at the University of Washington. Nick Bond, a pleasure to have you back.
Hey there.
So did you find it hot this weekend?
Well, of course. Yeah, and especially during the evenings. It cools down more than in other parts of the country, especially in the Southeast. But it was still uncomfortably hot last night.
You know, it's 93 degrees, but I often find that misleading because if you're in a place with a lot of pavement, you're kind of in a hotter area. And if you're over by the water, you're in a cooler area. Does that average really tell us what's going on where people are?
Well, yeah, that's the temperature at SeaTac, but it was representative of other places in the urban corridor in Puget Sound. That place, though, like Discovery Park, we have a station at West Point. Was just in the 70s, and so there are some cooler locations.
Mm-hmm. Go to the right place, then. That's one of the ideas. So record-breaking heat yesterday. What's the outlook for the summer? Are we expecting more of that?
Yeah, definitely on the warm side. And whether we're going to be as hot as it was in 2015, that's unlikely when we set all kinds of records. But certainly on the warm side is in the cards.
Yeah, that was the year that we had 12 days over 90, which was memorable for here. Last year, I guess, just 8 days. How usual is this patch of weather we're experiencing right now?
Yeah, it's unusual. In the historical record in the 20th century, is more like 3 days that got to 90 on average. But as recently as 2011, we had 0 days that got that hot. So the present climate, maybe it can anticipate 5 or 6 days on average. But again, with a lot of variations from year to year.
Now, are there rising concerns about fires because of the heat?
Yeah, certainly the National Interagency Fire Center has an above-normal threat for wildfires for the rest of this summer, especially in eastern Washington, which always is more prone to fires.
Now, people elsewhere in the country where heat is the norm are probably laughing at us. A commenter in the Seattle Times wrote, "There are only two reasons for living here, natural beauty and weather. Now we don't even have the weather," end quote. Now, as state climatologist, what's your comment to that comment?
Well, we do have wonderful weather here in the summer. There's no question about that. But for some of those who really like our weather, invite them back in early December and see what they think about it. So,
air conditioning, Nick, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, I don't happen to have any in my house, and I think that's going to become increasingly an attractive option, at least to have, a room that you can air condition. I know, the assistant state climatologist has arranged to get a room air conditioner for their infant.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes sense. You don't necessarily have to cool the whole house, but to have a sanctuary, a refuge, seems like a good idea.
I saw a mother out with her child in the beating sun yesterday. I just wanted to go over and say, cover that baby up.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
It's going to get... While we're talking about the weather, I mean, it doesn't follow a straight line upward, although we hear a lot about global climate change. Do you think we'll end up seeing... on average, many more days over 90 in the Puget Sound region?
Yeah, we see those trends, both in nighttime temperatures and daytime temperatures, with a lot of variability from year to year. But it is getting warmer, and so this number of really hot days is expected to continue to increase. But we can't say exactly how many, and of course can't predict the kind of warm years and cold years much into the future.
Right. So. Nick Bond is with us. He's the state climatologist. And since you're here, we got to ask you about this new study out. It sounds kind of crazy, but it looked at whether cargo ships cause lightning. How could that be?
Yeah, it is a cool study. And I got to give credit to Joel Thornton of the Atmospheric Science Department here at the UW, who looked into that. And they found that looking at lightning maps based on remote measurements from satellites could see that there was more lightning where the ships go. And that actually makes sense because they create, you know, smoke particulate matter that is more little nuclei, little sites for ice crystals to form. And it turns out the electrification of those clouds is dependent on kind of interactions between those little ice particles and supercooled water droplets. So it's more, you know, kind of junk being spewed from these ships, just that much more likely for a thunderstorm. We've seen the same sort of thing in urban environments, especially around Atlanta is a good example of that. Never quite sure whether it was the heating, the urban heat island effect, or the pollution, but what Joel's work and with others has shown is that it could well be that that extra particulate matter is a very important process.
That seems so crazy. Cargo ships causing storms. It's like the butterfly effect or something.
Yeah.
Butterfly flaps its wings in South America and there's a storm in Seattle.
Right. Because, you know, it's not like there's all that many of them. It's not like it's a freeway or something. And so, but it's when you look at the maps, the correspondence between where there's enhanced lightning and those ship tracks is just one-to-one. It's just spot on.
Nick Bond, Washington State climatologist. Thank you so much for joining us, Nick.
Thank you.